So the Gemara raised the question, what about the halal? What about halal on Chanukah? Do you have the same, should you say it's a kavachomer? Kriyashma is there, I saw halal on Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, so it's a kavachomer. You should have the heter to be mafsik mpnei ha-kovet mpnei ha-yira. Maybe I should say no, even though it's halal Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, maybe it's mochomer because of Pesumi Nisan. You're going to ruin the Pesumi Nisan if you're going to talk in the middle of the halal. So the Netziv quoted that Gemara in his commentary on the Shiltas. He quoted that Gemara to disagree with the Chasam Sefer. That's where he writes, Hagon b'hatzadika Chasam Sefer writes in a tshuva that Halal al Chanukah is their Eisen. Because we have the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'shlosh HaSemiris HaTarnid Resh HaSbem. One of the meters is Kavachaymer. And the Gemara Megillah, the Afyudalit, has a Kavachaymer. That on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they weren't killing any Jews. They were just, it was the Yitzias Mitzrayim was Me'avdus Lecheres. So if Me'avdus Lecheres, you're obligated to recite the Halal. So the Gemara says, Me'mavdus Lechayim Lekoshken. On Purim, they wanted to kill all the Jews, and they were spared, so certainly you should have to say Halal. So the Gemara is learning out of Kal V'chaimer, and the Gemara gives answers why we don't say Halal on Purim. The Gemara is learning out from Oz Yashir, that on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Torah records that the Jewish people said halal. So the Torah records means that that's what you're supposed to do. But they didn't say halal, halal, halal mitzvah. They said Oz Yashir. So a kal v'chaimer should have been mimisa l'chaim. Or whenever you have a Yeshua, so the Chasam Sefer says that halal Chanukah is included in that. Either kal v'chaimer or ma'amatzinu, that you learn out from Oz Yashir, you have to say halal. So the Netziv Tainas against the Chasam Sefer, how can that's a, he quotes Magoy Matzadik because he's going to disagree with him. So he says that how can he say that it's their eyes? The Gemara said Beferish in Brachas on Daf Yudalad. That was a Megillah Yudalad. The Gemara says on Brachas Daf Yudalad, the Halal on Chanukah is only the Rabban. So the Netziv says he thinks that three different, there's several Mechaibim of Halal. So he says, Halal Bishas Hanes. Oz Yashir was Bishas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Halal Bishas Hanes, that the Chasam Sefer is right. That's their right. They learn that from the Parsha of Oz Yashir. Torah records the fact when Esau said Shira. You see that that's a real din. Halal Zechel Nes, every year in commemoration of the Nes. That's the Gemara here. That's only the Rabbanim. Halal on Yontav, that's a machlokes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Baal Halachas Gedolos counts Halal as one of the 613 Mitzvahs of Torah. And the Rambam in the Shoroshim, the Rambam, the first half of the Sefer Mitzvahs, he lists off 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the minyan of Taryag. So the first klal is that you only include mitzvahs that are deraisa. So he makes fun of the Bahag, why the Bahag included Halal. Everybody knows the Halal on Yontav is only the Rabbanon. How can the Bahag include it? So the Ramban comes to defend the Halachas Gedolah. So he says, maybe the Bahag thinks that Halal and Yontav is their Isa. Who says that it's their Abana? What do you mean? But it doesn't say in Chumash, you have to say Halal. So the Ramban interprets the whole Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud. The Gemara has the whole Sugi of Halal. He interprets the whole Gemara that everything is based on the Chi of Simchas Yontav. On Yontav, there's a Chi of Simcha. So that Simcha means physical Simcha. You eat and you drink and you be merry. And Simchas HaNefesh. So the Simchas HaNefesh, the spiritual Simcha, is to recite Halal. And the Ramban interprets the whole Gemara like that. The Gemara says, why don't you say Halal on Shabbos? The Gemara says, no, there is no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos. Shabbos is lo Ikri Moed. Yontav is Ikri Moed. Shabbos is lo Ikri Moed. That's what Tosis writes in Moed Kotten. Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. How come Shabbos doesn't cancel Shiva, doesn't cancel Shloshim, and Yontav does? So Tosis explains, based on Yerushalmi, then on Shabbos there is no Chiyuv Simcha. Yontav there is a Chiyuv Simcha. The Simcha and Avelos are attached to this Asri. So because of the Chiyuv Simchas Yontav, it cancels Shiva, it cancels Shloshim. But Shabbos doesn't cancel. There's a din that on Shabbos one doesn't observe Avelos b'Farhesya because it says in connection with Shabbos, Vayivorach Elokim Os Yom HaShvi'i, Vayikadosh Oso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha to Shabbos, and the Pasuk says in Mishle, Birchas Hashem Hi Tashir, if you get a blessing from the Ribbono Shel'Olam, you'll become rich. Birchas Hashem hi tasher. But lo yosef etzev imo. There won't be any sadness. So on Shabbos, there's a day of bracha. It's a yom bracha. So that's why there's no atzvah. So there's no avelus b'farhesya. But the Shabbos is zoy l'lemin yeshivim. And Shabbos doesn't cancel Shiva, doesn't cancel Shloshim. So it says, why? Because on Shabbos, there is no chiyuv simcha yontav, there is. Then the Gemara asks, Rosh Chodesh de'ikri moed. Rosh Chodesh is a moed. How come you don't say halal every Rosh Chodesh? We say chatzi halal, that's only a minig. The Gemara says in the end of Tainus. But the Gemara is asking, why aren't you obligated to recite halal shalom medina? Why should one assume that Rosh Chodesh is a chiyuv simcha? So we said the Torah quotes in the name of the Goyim in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh that there is a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Chodesh because it says in the pasuk, "V'yam simchaschem adechem v'rosh hachatzeichem miskaitam hachatzeitzus." So you see that Rosh Chodesh is put together, "V'yam simchaschem" and "yibloch hachatzeitzus." You see that there is a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara answers on this that it's le'igdish basiyas malocha. What does it mean, le'igdish basiyas malocha? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes a lashon. What does Issa Malacha have to do with Halal? Why should it depend? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos has a lashon. He explains what it means. Le'igdish basiyas malocha means that the whole significance, the whole relevance of the Kedusha Zayayim HaRosh Chodesh is only a migdush. Chutz le'migdush, it's muta basiyas malocha. The whole relevance of the Kedusha Zayayim is to bring Musafim. So in the Beis HaMikdash, from the Ramban, it sounds like there is a Chiyuv Simcha. It sounds perhaps that there would be a Chiyuv to say Halal Shalem in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where Rav Soloveitchik said, his father said. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, he thought that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Chiyuv to say Halal Shalem, Medina Arash Chodesh, because in Mikdash there is a Chiyuv Simcha. So Rav Soloveitchik thought it was a big Chiddush, and after many years, he found the Ramban came out explicitly, says like that, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He says, Lo Miyatu Ela, they excluded Rosh Chodesh Bigvulin, that you don't say Halal because Laigdish Basiyas Malacha means that the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh is not relevant, Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash, only relevant to Beis HaMikdash. It sounds from the Ramban as if he's interpreting in the Gemara, he's translating the words of the Gemara, that the Chiyuv Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, there is a Chiyuv Simcha, and you would say Halal Shalom. Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash, there's no Chiyuv Simcha because Muta Basiyas Malacha, the whole Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh, is not relevant.
If this were true, then what I'm saying, so the whole discussion of Rosh Hashanah saying Halal should be totally on Simchas Yomtov and not on Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason. Just be totally on with another sugya, whether the din of Simcha or Rosh Hashanah.
Right. So the Rambam writes on Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam quotes that Gemara. The Gemara asks, well, how come you don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says that Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason, Tzichon Lefanai, it's not right. So the Rambam quotes that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not Yimei Simcha Yisera. Means that there is a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's how we pask on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur do cancel Avelus. We assume there is a Chiyuv Simcha. Shagasari has a tshuva. Is there a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So we say there is. Baharaya, it's Doich Avelus. And you say Shachyonu. The Rishonim say that. Some Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonis and Milonel writes. The Gemara Sofik and Erev and Daf Mem on the base where they say Shachyonu on Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, where they say Shachyonu on Yom Kippur. We'd pask on, did you do say it's a chayva? The Gemara said, of course he say shachyonu. What they do last day, of course he say shachyonu. But they want to know, is only rishus or is it a chayva? Because when you have a pri-chadosh or a beged chadosh, a pri-chadosh, so that shachyonu is only a rishus. So the Gemara says that you say shachyonu, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Last year we said shachyonu. Everybody knows you say shachyonu. We want to know, is it like a pri-chadosh, it's only rishus or is it a chayva? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it is a chayva. Why? Because Shechyanu is connected with the Chiyuv Simcha. So we assume that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, there is Chiyuv Simcha. But the Rambam quotes that Gemara, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason, you don't say Halal, he says, they're not Yimei Simcha Yisera. Means you don't have that kind of Halal. You don't have Simcha, hilarious Simcha. Pesach Shvasukis is a different kind of Simcha. But because Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Yom HaNaroyim, so the Simcha is toned down. Maybe it's not so much Bekum V'Yasei Simcha, Sheva Al Tasa. So the Nitziv has like that. Halal b'shas hanes is deraisa. That's the Gemara Megillah, daf yudalad, that the Chasam Sofer quoted. Halal zechan hanes, the Gemara Brochas, daf yudalad, that halal on Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, he says. And halal on Yontav, at Simchas Yontav, he said, that's a machlokes. The Rambam thinks that it's only the Rabbanon, and the Ramban defends the Bahag. He thinks that maybe halal on Yontav is deraisa out of Simcha. So that's what Radovel Soloveitchik, the year after he passed away, they put out a little sefer, a thin sefer, on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. So he has the comment on the top Tosis on Chof HaMebeis. Tosis Tainus against Rashi. There was a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosis, whether they rule the principle of mitzvah seser shas ban groma, noshim pturis, whether that rule only applies to mitzvahs deraisa or even to mitzvahs derabbanim. So Tosfos proves that the rule even applies to mitzvahs derabbanan. Women are potter from his man grama, even on a level of derabbanan. But haraya, that the Gemara says, if a woman is saying halal for her husband, misha eved the isha, I caught the makir mosa, they're saying halal for the husband, unachrei mashahim omrim. It can't be yotze with shemei kohenim, because mishenim b'chli b'dover, and imotzi acher medei chayvosim. So the kotna is a lot bar chayuva. Okay, but the isha and the eved, why are they potter? The answer is because halal on yontav is a zman grama, and the women are potter. So Tosfos assumes that dover poshut, it's given, that halal on yontav is only the rabbanon, and nonetheless the rule applies, that the women are potter from a mitzvah says the shazman grama. That was Tosfos achach against Rashi. So Rav Dovid Soloveitchi wrote in this little sefer, maybe Rashi thinks like the halachas gedolos, that halal on yontav is the rice out of simchas yontav. There are more mechayvim of halal. The Netziv has a long discussion of that. What are the various mechayvim of halal? So one is halal b'shas hanes, halal zechel hanes, halal simchas yontav. Then Gemara has they say halal. So that's a different kind of halal. That's halal b'shas ha-yeshua, okay? Halal. Different kinds of halal. Halal b'shas ha-nes, halal b'shas ha-yeshua, halal zechel ha-nes, and halal an yontav, simchas yontav. Those are the three different dinim of halal. Yeah. So that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested. That from the Ramban it appears that in the Mikdosh they said halal sholem, and they only excluded halal b'gvulin on Rosh Chodesh, because la'igdash v'asiyas malacha, the kedusha sayam Rosh Chodesh is not relevant outside the Beis Hamikdash. So from him, that's the mashmos of the Ramban. The halal and Beis Hamikdash on Rosh Chodesh would be perhaps the araisa and halal sholem. Problem is, you look in the Gemara in Tainus that Tosfos quoted. We had a Tosfos on Daf Yud Dalet where Tosfos discusses, do you say a bracha when you fulfill a minik? Do you say a bracha on chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh? Because the Gemara says in the end of Masechus Tainus that halal on Rosh Chodesh is only the Rabbanan. What daf daf chav ches on the base? If you look in that Gemara, the Gemara there is talking about halal in the base Hamikdash. The Gemara says that you don't say halal in the base Hamikdash on Rosh Chodesh. So that's problematic. How could it be? The Ramban sounds like what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. That's a simple reading of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah. They only excluded halal b'gvul in Amar Shchodesh. Sounds like in the Beis HaMikdash, you do say halal sholem. But you look, that Gemara Tainus is talking in the Beis HaMikdash. Ravik, little bubble, that's not in the Beis HaMikdash. But the whole context of the Gemara is, the Mishnah is saying, what was the Seder Ayayim every day in the Beis HaMikdash? They're talking about Beis HaMikdash. And they didn't say halal Amar Shchodesh in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it sounds like. So that's a pella. I don't know how Rav Soloveitchik dealt with the Gemara, because the Gemara is mashma beferish, that even the Beis Hamikdash also they didn't say halal amash chodesh. Anyway, so that is Rav Velbala Soloveitchik's comment in connection with the top tesis. How far did we get yesterday? Birchas Hamazon. The Mishnah says that women are mechuyev to recite Birchas Hamazon.
Why wouldn't it be counted as a new mitzvah as opposed to saying it's under
Simchas Yom? Yeah, why should it be counted as a separate mitzvah? The Baha counts the mitzvah of Simchas Yom. That's a murderous kashya. I don't remember that the Ramban answers that. I don't remember that he raises it. That's a very strong question. Why should he count it twice? Samachta b'chagecha, and then again to say halal. Simchas Aguf and Simchas HaNefesh should be two different mitzvahs. There's only one pasuk with Samachta b'chagecha. I don't know. That sounds like a very strong kashya. I don't know, we should look. There are a lot of svarim composed on the Sefer HaMitzvahs where they discuss a lot the Rambams and the Rambans. Someone raises that issue. I don't know, that's a very strong kash. I don't know. So the Gemara says, women are mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara says, pshita. Why is it pshita? It's a mitzvah says, say, shaloi hazman grama. So women are mechuyev. Sounds from the Gemara that women are mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon in HaTorah. Pshita. And for the Gemara, ma with the table, one might have thought that since there's a time to eat breakfast and a time to eat lunch and a time to eat supper, and in connection with the meals that you eat at different times in the day, that's when you recite Birchas Hamazon. So one might have mistakenly thought it should be treated k'mitzvah seseh shazman grama, dummy, maybe it should be called as zman grama. Kamash malon that it's not. Okay. So the gist of the Gemara is that it's a double poshet. Of course, women are mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon min haTorah. Because it's a mitzvah saseh, shaloi hazman grom. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Then you skip a few lines. So the Gemara has a shayla. Where is it? Amalei Rabina Lerava. The line begins with the word Lerava. Amalei Rabina Lerava. Noshim Ibrichas Hamazin. Is it deraisa? Is it derabanan? They're not sure. And so they buy the life pshita. What do you mean you're not sure? He just said before pshita. Of course the women are mechuyev. It's a mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grom. So Rabbi Kiveger on the side of the Gemara says tzorachim ktsas. Tzadikayin kuf. Tzorachim ktsas. How come the Gemara says here pshita? Where is this? I the Rabbi Kiveger writes, "Birchas Hamazon Pshita." I the Kaman Besamuch, Amalei Rabinu LeRov, and Noshim Birchas Hamazon Deraisa Rabbanan V'Tzorachim. Here the Gemara assumes that they were poshut, that women are mechuyev men atar Birchas Hamazon. Then all of a sudden later on, the Gemara leaves that as an advice leiv pshita. So the Ramban and the Machamas, Rabbi Kiveger didn't have a Machamas. Ramban and the Machamas raises that issue. So he says that the Pashtus is like the Tchilas Hasugya. The women are mechuyev in benching men atar. It's not been the Rabbanim. And he proves it, because the Gemara has a brisa when Amalei Rabina LeRava, he had a suffix whether the chiyuv of women to bench is the raisa the Rabbanim. We'll have to discuss soon what's the suffix. What's the makom? Mehechates, why should you think it's only the Rabbanim? Why shouldn't it be a mitzvah sester shalah as magram and nashim should be mechuyev? So we'll have to discuss Rashi and Tosis. So the Gemara says, where it says lemain afkemina, where the women are mechuyev min haTorah, the rabbanan afkemina lapukir rab medei chayvasan. Yar medei raisa, if women are mechuyev min haTorah and the men are mechuyev min haTorah, so a woman can recite benching for a man also their raisa, mapping their raisa, because you have to be mechuyev b'dover lahotzi achem medei chayvasan. Ela I amrit, but if one should assume the rabban of the chiyuv of the women is only rabbanan, the husband's chiyuv to bench is their raisa, habishenim mechuyev b'dover, habishenim mechuyev b'dover, emetzis rab medei chayvasan. That's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Whoever is not mechuyev can't be moitzi derechei vasim. So if the chiyuv of the women is only to bench, is only with the rabbanan, the chiyuv of the men to bench is menatar, so a woman wouldn't be able to be moitzi a man, because mishenim mechuyev b'dar v'nei moitzi ram derechei vasim. So Gemara says, my toshma is a beferish of braise, isha mevareches labaylo. The wife can say the benching to be moitzi the husband. So you see beferish, that is their raisa. Because the husband's chiv is their isa, so if the wife's chiv is only the rabban, how can she be mighty the husband? So the Gemara says, no, maybe can for emfer, hochmas kinon, kagon shochal shira the rabbanan. Maybe the chiv of the women to bench is only with the rabbanan. And the husband only ate a kazayas. And kazayas is only the rabbanan based on the next Gemara, Dorish Rav Avira. Rav Avira said over, zimna namala mishmei the rabban, zimna mishmei the rabbasi. Barely heard it from both, so sometimes he said the name of this chacham, the other chacham. Oma malach asher sabnei hakadosh baruch hu bonu shalom. Kosa besarasecha shalis ofanim leikach shechad. Vala ata noisi ponim leisod dechsivis Hashem ponim veilecha. Bonu shalom said, the kohanim should give us a bracha, he should be noisi ponim. But it says, asher lo yis ofanim. So the malachim asked that of the rabbanu shalom. So the bonu shalom answers them, Oma lahem chilo esa ponim leisrael. Shekusavte lehem ator, I wrote in the Chumash ve'chalta v'savata ve'erachta es Hashem lakecha. If you eat a filling meal, if you eat a meal and you're full. Hey, when the Jewish people were machmeh mid'rabbonim, medakti ki malatzma mat kezayis ad kebetz. Even if they didn't eat kedei svir, they're machmeh mid'rabbonim. Ech lo yasa ponim li'Yisrael. They go lefnim Yeshua sedin, they demonstrate their love for me, so I have to go out of my way and be nice and ponim to them. I have to favor the Jewish people. So it's clear in the Gemara, that's Rav Avira. Rav Avira says, Beferish, that Kezayis and Kebetz is only Midi Rabbanim. So based on this, Rav Avira, the Gemara said right before the two dots, Ochmaskino, Kigon Sheochal Shira, the Rabbanim, the Osir, the Rabbanim, Mapik, the Rabbanim. The husband only ate a Kezayis, and the wife ate a whole meal. So the wife is Mechuyev Midi Rabbanim, women are only the Rabbanim, maybe, and the husband is only Midi Rabbanim because he only ate a Kezayis. So the braisa doesn't really prove that women are on the same level of chiyuv as the men. Maybe the chiyuv of the women to bench is never the braisa, it's only the rabbanan. How can she be moitzi the husband? How can she be moitzi the men? The men only ate a kazans. So there's a question, do we paskin like that? Rabbi Avira. Do we paskin kazais as the Rabban, or do we hold the kazais as the Raisa? So the Gemara tells the story later. Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon Shetach was the chief rabbi on Mem Chesam and Aleph. Shimon Shetach was the chief rabbi, and his sister was Shlomtzion Hamalka. She was married to the Meshugan, Yana Hamelach. His brother-in-law was a lunatic. Brother-in-law killed all the rabbis. The Gemara Sanhedrin says he killed all the rabbonim from the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara tells his story. Here. Right in the middle of Mem Ches Amun Aleph, there's a period in the middle of the daf, then it says, Yana Malka o Malkasa. Yana HaMelech and his queen, who happened to be Shlomtzion HaMalka, was the sister of Shem HaShetah, Kriicha Rifta Behadi Hadodi. They ate bread together, and they had a whole, everybody ate together. Umidikata Lahuli Rabbanan, because he killed out all the rabbis. When the Sanhedrin, he didn't have a bench. There was no Birchas HaMazon. There was in the days of the Tanaim, we weren't allowed to write down the Nusach HaTfila, because Nusach HaTfila is part of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Gemara Perek Kol Kisvei. The first half in Kol Kisvei and the end of Masech HaShabbos. So they didn't have a Birchas HaMazon, maybe didn't know how to read Hebrew, I don't know. So he couldn't bench. Lahavala Inish, what is it saying? Midikotalul the Rabbanon, he killed all the rabbis. Lahavala Inish Lebruchi Lahu. He didn't have a rabbi to bench for him. Omar Lord Advisu, Sayana Melech tells his wife, your brother is a rabbi. You know where your brother is hiding. He was in hiding because he was afraid Yana HaMelech was going to kill him too. So he says to his wife, you know where he's hiding. Get me your brother that he should bench for us. He should bench Mezumot B'Motzi, everybody. Man Yai V'lon Gavra De Mevorach Lon. Who's going to get me a rabbi who's going to bench on our behalf to be Motzi us? Omer Lei, so she says to her crazy husband, Ishtabali, swear to me, promise me, the Maisina Loch Gavra, that you won't kill him, you won't give him a hard time. I know where my brother is hiding, but I'm afraid you're going to kill him. So he promised her, Ishtabala, he promised. I see, so the Shemen Shetach Achua. So she brings her brother, Shemen Shetach, he's going to bench. So Yana HaMelech is Mechabed, Shemen Shetach, Kobed HaTorah, after he kills all the other 70 members of the Sanhedrin, Mechabed, the chief rabbi. He puts him in between the king and the queen, and he says, you see, Rabbi, I have such respect for you, I put you in between me and my wife. So he says, Omale, so the Yanai tells his brother-in-law, Shema, Chazis, do you see how much kavod I'm giving you? You're sitting mamish in between the king and the queen. Omale, so he bops him over the head. Omale, labatkam mikrisli, you're not the one who's giving me the kavod. Yikor gdula, elo ayraisuhu the mikrili, the fact that I learned Torah gives me kavod. The pasuk says Mishle, Salsale Asram and Mecca, he sechabdecha. Learn Torah, and the Torah will give you kavod. Shine. Kisechabkena. Okay. If you grab hold of the Torah, you learn Torah, the Torah will be mechabed. Shine. So Yana HaMelech says to his wife, Amaloi tells his wife, Kachosin Salama Kabla Morris, he sees a chotzuf. Your brother is a chotzuf. He's not respectful of me. I show him kavod. I say, you're sitting in between me and the queen, and he bops me over the head. Shine. So they say, okay, we invited you, we want you to bench. And he fills up a cup of wine and says, here, start benching. Bench mezumah to be mitzias. Yabalei kasa lebruchin. Omar, so he says, what am I going to say? I didn't eat. How can I say, baruch shachal mishlova to b'chayinah? So he says, bar piagov, and then he drinks the wine. Then he says, give me another cup, now I'll be happy to bench for you. I'll be mitzias with the bench. That's what he says. Omar on the second wide line. So Shimon Shetach says, "Hechi Avarech, what should I say? Baruch Shachal Yane v'chaber Mishaloi." He can't say Baruch Shachalnu. I didn't eat anything. Shasi Elohu Kasa. He drinks up the whole cup and he says, "No, I can bench for you. Give me another cup." Yabal Kasa Achrinu says, "Give him another cup." Ubarach, and he benches Mizuman and he's mitzi them. Shai. Omar Baba Bedrabchia Baraba. Shimon Shetach Diavad leGarmehu Diavad. His position, that if you drink a cup of wine, this enables you to bench mezumah to mitzi others who eat bread, that's only his opinion. We don't paskin like that. Ligarmehu diavad. That's his own shita. Deyachar, because that's not la locha. Why? Deyachi amar abchia baraba amar ab yechanan liyolam ein mitzi sam dechavasan sheichol kazayis dogen. You can only be bench to be mitzi others if you ate at least a kazayis of bread. If you had less than a kazayis of bread, you didn't have any bread at all, just had a cup of wine, that's not good enough. So Rashi quotes the kasha from the Halochas Gedolos. Rashi on the daf quotes the kasha from the Halochas Gedolos. But if he eats a kazayis, we don't pass like Shemen and Shetach that if you drink a cup of wine you can bench. But what do we pass can if you eat a kazayis dogan? Kazayis have bread, then you can bench. So Rashi quotes the kasha from the Halochas Gedolos. But if you eat a kazayis, it's only the Rabbanan. That's what it says on our daf. And Chofim and Beis Rabba Avira, Dorosh Rabba Avira, the Malachim say, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nesed Parim Lisos? It said because they're Machmer Alatzman to bench on a Kazayis. So the Bahaga Esther Kashif, Kazayis is only the Rabbanan, and the others, it was a royal banquet. The king and the queen were eating, and they had all the members of the parliament there, or the cabinet there, whatever. They ate Kedei Sviyah, for sure they ate Kedei Sviyah. So how can it be that that halacha lemaisa, we pass, and if Yana would have eaten a kazayis of bread, he would have been able to bench in the mouths of the others. A kazayis only the rabban, the others ate kedei sviya. So the Bahagi answers, Rashi says, "Bala halacha is the others pasuk davka doch linu kazayis al kebetza." The others in a concentration camp, they only gave you a kazayis. So he says, the Bahag says, the others only ate a kazayis bread. What do you mean? The king in the royal banquet, they only ate kazayis. It's very not mistabna. So the Pashup Shat is, it's like we eat today. We eat a kazayis bread, and then we don't eat any more bread. But we eat steaks and french fries and so many kugel and cholent, so many different courses. Bread, that's the minhag today. People don't eat bread anymore. So Rashi makes fun of the halachas of the others. How can it be? The Eif Shala Hamida, the Bahag doesn't make any sense. The Yanem HaHaver, Rochle V'Savu, they ate Kedei Sviyah. So Rashi seems like he holds, if you eat a kazayis of bread and a whole filling meal, that's called kedei sviya. And the Bahag sounds like he holds, you have to eat kedei sviya from the bread. You have to eat kedei sviya from the bread. Okay, so that's a machlokes. The Magen Avraham says like Rashi. Magen Avraham says, let's say you have cake. When the Svardim come to eat by me, so they say that my wife's challah is mezaynus. Because she puts in cinnamon and flavoring and oil, so they say mezaynus. So I say, well, the Magen Avraham says if you have mezaynus, but you're going to have a whole meal, a filling meal, so that's called kedei sviya, that's called kviya suda. So they say Chacham Avadya doesn't pass like the Magen Avraham. Okay, Baruch HaShulchan also doesn't holds not like that Magen Avraham. So the pashtus is that's the machlekes Rashi in the halachas does. The halachas does says if the Yanei Bechaverev only ate kazayis bread. And that's not enough to fill you up. The whole rest of the meal was very filling. They had steaks and everything and many, many courses, but he didn't have kedei sviya from bread, so the benching on for them is only the Rabban. And Rashi seems so like the Magen Avraham. Rashi holds no, if you had a kazayis of bread and a filling meal, that is called kedei sviya, that it is their ice, fine. So this is the kasha that the Bahag started. How could the Gemara say that if you eat a kazayis bread, you can bench to be mitzvah the others? If you eat a kazayis, you're only mechuyib mid the rabban, and the other ate kedei sviya, and they're mechuyib mid atur. So the Bahag answers the others only ate kedei, the others only ate a kazayis of bread. They had kedei sviya from other food, but they didn't have kedei sviya from bread. Rashi gives a different answer. Rashi gets into trouble here, gives a different answer. Tosis gives a different answer, different answers over here. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yosha gives an answer that this Gemara paskens against Rabbi Avira. And Av Chofim and Beis, the Gemara called Dorash Rabbi Avira, he gave a sermon, he gave a drasha, why the angels are wondering, Yisav Shem Ponev Elecha, the Ban Shalom says, because Bichas HaMaz is only the Rabbanon and Kazayis, etc. That was a sermon that Rabbi Avira gave, but we don't pass like him. We assume that Kazayis is their ice. And in fact, the Machlekes HaTanayim, whether Kazayis or Kebetzo, so the Rabban and the Machamas also says, the Rabban and Machamas on Av Chof, says the same as the Rabbi Natam in the Sefer Yosha. Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Rabbi Natam. And the Sefer Yosha Rabban says the same. The Gemara has the machloikis whether you bench on kazayis or you bench on kibetzo. So the Gemara says the Tanu who thinks he bench on a kazayis because it says v'achalto, vein achila p'chusim mikazayis. The other Tanu says no, it says v'savoto. So v'savoto means double kazayis. V'achalto is one kazayis, v'savoto is two kazayis. So that's how you get kibetzo. And the other Tana says, "Na vechalto is kazayis, v'savoto is shtia." That if you ate bread and you didn't drink anything, so the Birchas HaMazon is only the Rabbanon. The Rama quotes that. Rama says, if you have three people ate together, one is going to bench mezumin, So one of them ate a sandwich and he had a drink with it also. The other two just ate a sandwich, they didn't have any drink. So since there's one opinion in Tanoim that you only mechuyev to bench if you had a drink, v'yachalta zu achila v'savata zu shtiyah, only achiyev the raisa to bench if he had shtiyah with the achila, so he should bench mezumen, the one who has the strong achiyev. Let's say one ate kidei sviyah, and the others had just a little bit of bread. They're still hungry. So the one who ate kidei sviyah is more mechuyev than the others. So if they all ate big sandwiches, everybody ate a lot, but one of them had a drink and the other two didn't have anything to drink. So the Ramah says you should have the one bench mezumen who did drink. Because we paskin that you bench on kezayis. Bench on kezayis is based on the pasuk ve'achalta, ein achila p'chusim b'kezayis. But it says b'sabata, no b'sabata means shtiyah. And the other Tana says that you only bench if you ate kebeitza, because he says ve'achalta is a kezayis, would have meant a kezayis. B'sabata means another kezayis, a two kezayisim is a beitza. That's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What's the ratio between a kezayis and a kebeitza? So the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, whether kezayis is a chatzi beitza or a shlish beitza. So many Rishonim say kezayis is a chatzi beitza because this Tana says you only bench if you eat kebeitza because ve'achalta zu kezayis. The sabata means another kezayis, two kezayisim, makes a kebeitza. They're working on the assumption that a kezayis is a half of a beitza. So the Ramban says, the Gemara says everything is based on psukim. V'achalta v'sabata ein achil p'chus v'kezayis. It doesn't sound like an asmachta, it sounds like a drosha gemura. This is a general like this. Tosis always puts all the Gemaras together and makes one big miksha achas. Everything goes together. So Tosis says, the Gemara says, on daf chof and mebeis, darash abavira. The kezayis and kebeitza is only the Rabbanah. I, the Gemara says, v'achalta v'sabata kezayis kebeitza. So Tosis says, it's only an asmachta. Everything is only an asmachta. Because really, Menatar, you have to eat kedei sviya in order to be chayv to bench. And the Ramban, generally, the Chachmei Svarad, very often you have this. The Chachmei Svarad, don't put all the Gemaras together. The Gemara Daf Chof is Rabbi Avira's opinion, that Kazais is only the Rabbanon. And this Gemara that says, if you eat Kazais Dogan, you can be Moitza the others. This Gemara holds that Kazais is the Raisa. And it's based on the Ramban says on Lachamas on Daf Chav is based on the Pesukim. Echalta and Chilu Plus Mikazayis for Sabata Shtiya. And the Ramban understands that that's a Drosha Gemur Deraisa. It's not an Asmachtem of the Rabban. That's very often you have it like that. Tesis will take all the Gemaras and combine them all together. And the Ramban and Chachmas Rabb say it's a Machlekes Hasugyos. You don't have to try to blend everything in together.
So Tosis Shita is that Deraisa. It's not objective. And it's based on what the person is Sotaya with.
Right.
Each person
right. Older people get full by eating much less. Our little children get. Teenagers eat much more. Teenagers are hungrier, so they eat much more. So that's taka subjective. How much do you have to eat? So the Ramban says on Daf Chof Amud Beis, you have a brisa that says that the wife can be mighty, the husband and benching. So the Gemara said does not prove conclusively that the wife's chiv is their raisa. Because if the women are only mechuyev in the rabbanon, how do they moitza the men? So the Gemara gives an ukim to Acham Askinon, the husband only ate a shir de rabbanon. What's a shir de rabbanon? The Ramban says, what's a shir de rabbanon? Less than a kezayis, you don't even bench the rabbanon. More than a kezayis is deraisa. There is no such thing as shir de rabbanon. If you ate a kezayis bread, you bench men atayra. Ramban says, v'haraya, the Gemara by shivim and shetach by yanai. Mishocha kazai's dog and he can be mitzvah. So the Ramban holds that you see from that Gemara back to Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer Yosha that kazai's is their Isa. So what could be a shir the Rabbanon? Less than a kazai's? Not less than a kazai's. Even the Rabbanon you don't bench. And if you ate a kazai's, if the husband ate a kazai's, mukhiv to bench men at Torah. So how is the wife mitzvah the husband? So be feirish that the chiyav of women is their Isa. That's what the Ramban says. The way we paskin l'alocha, not like Rabbi Avira. The Ramban says, we paskin kezayis dogan is enough to be motzi aracherim and dechay vosam. So that shows our chocha gemura that there is no bichas hamos in the Rabbanon. It's always their raisa. If you have less than a kezayis, you don't bench at all. More than a kezayis, you bench ben atorah. And nonetheless, the wife can be motzi the husband. So you see, women are mechuyev ben atorah to bench. That's what the Ramban says. He says that that's Rabbi Kiveya points out the same thing. The Gemara starts off pshita birchas hamazon pshita. That is the mitzvah that says shaloi hazman grama. So of course women are mechuyim in haTorah. And then the Gemara says later boy minei rabbinim ei rava. All of a sudden, and the later that was that Gemara is in the earlier generations. Gemara says birchas hamazon pshita ma'udetayma. That's from the earlier Amoroi. And Rav is from the later Amoraim. Boy, Meneir, Avinim, Meir, Rav. And the later generations, all of a sudden, they raise the question, maybe the women's obligation to bench is only with the Rabban. Yet why should anybody think that the women's obligation to bench should only be in the Rabban? Yeah.
According to the Ramban, what's was so special that the Jews bench on a Kizayis and Beza?
No, Rabbi Avira thinks that that's only Midi Rabbanan, but he says we don't accept his opinion. No, Rabbi Avira thinks that it's only Midi Rabbanan, but the Ramban thinks we don't paskin like him, because the Gemara says, Hilchasa, if you eat a kazai's dog, then you can't be mozi other. So that Gemara contradicts this Gemara. Rabbi, this Gemara holds only the Rabbanan, yeah.
Rabbi Avira says the Malachim, so he's paskin in special mind.
No. Well, he was saying
the
Baruch Shalom said it. The Baruch Shalom's opinion was that it's only the Rabbanan. We don't accept his opinion. We don't accept his opinion. Okay. I didn't realize what you meant. Yeah, okay, that's it. Love Hashemayim. We don't listen to the Baruch Shalom. We hold that that is their Isa. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbi Natam in the Sefer HaYashar, who says that Kazayis is deraisa. We don't paskel like that. We paskel in the Shulchan Aruch. If a person only ate Kazayis bread in a Sofik Birch, Sofik Lod Birch, so Birchas Hamazon is derabbanan, so Sofik Brachas Lohakel. But if he ate Kedei Sviya and the obligation to bench is Menatara, Sofik Birch, Sofik Lod Birch, so Sofik Birchas Hamazon is deraisa, Sofik deraisa Lechumra. But the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes this Rabbi Natam in the Sefer HaYashar. And most of us don't have a Sefer. I happen to have a Sefer Yosha in the office. Most of us don't have a Sefer Yosha, but the Ramban we have. Ramban is on our daf. The Mohammed is on our daf. And that's the Mohammed that Rabbi Kivega recommends you look up. We're soon going to talk. Rabbi Kivega on our daf says, look in the Mohammed. He has a different girsa. We're soon going to get to that. See, what was the room for the Sufik over here? What did the Gemara have a Sufik? Whether the women's obligation to bench is the Raisa, the Rabbanan? What is the issue? So you have different interpretations. So Rashi says the pasuk in Chumash reads "V'chalta v'sivata v'rachta s'sham l'kechal ha'aretz ha'toyva shenosan loch." So the Gemara says that when the mon came down from heaven and they made bread out of it, "Esa shetofu eifu," "Esa shetavash l'bashel," so they made bread. So Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun birchas hazon. That's the Gemara in Shlosh Shachlan. Moshe Rabbeinu composed the nusach habracha on zanos hakol. You have to thank HaKadosh, praise HaKadosh Baruch that He gave us the bread. Yeshua ben Nun, after he conquered Eretz Yisrael, took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael, Shev Shekopshu, so then he composed the Nusach HaBracha, Nodo Lecho Al Horetz HaToyva. It says you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Al Horetz HaToyva. So Kozman, they didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael yet. There was a promise that we're going to get Eretz Yisrael. So in the Midbar, they didn't say Nodo Lecho. But after the Sheva Shekosh, after they actually conquered Eretz Yisrael, then they had to compose the bracha, no delucha. But then it says, Al Ha'oretz, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eretz, Al Ha'oretz HaToyva. So the word HaToyva is a reference to Yerushalayim. Mechatesi, why should you say? Because the Pasuk refers to Yerushalayim, Ha'or Ha'atoyv Hazeh B'Halavonon. Yerushalayim is Hori Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is the Hor HaToyv. So Allah Tzatayva, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? So Yerushalayim is a double status. Yerushalayim is the Ir HaBira. It's officially Al Pi Halacha, the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And number two, it's the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. Yid Kodshim Kalim, Mechol Ho'ir. So David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the Ir HaBira, as the capital. Donald. David HaMelech, his name was Donald. Whatever. So David HaMelech First he was the Melech in Hebron for 7 years, then he was the Melech in Yerushalayim for 33 years. So when he established Yerushalayim as the Ir HaBira, he composed the first half of the third bracha. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, the official capital. The Rambam writes, Yerushalayim is the official capital for the official government. When you have a Malchus Beis David, that's the Malchus HaNefcheres, the special dinim that apply only to Malchus Beis David. So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Aleph in Hilchos Malachim that the king only has the right to use Yerushalayim as the capital if he's a Melech on the Malchus Beis David. That's a Yerushalmi. It's not in the Bavli, it's in Yerushalmi. So when David HaMelech established, after the 7 years in the Hebron, he moved to Yerushalayim, established Yerushalayim as the capital, so he composed the first half of the bracha, of the third bracha in the Birchas HaMazon. It didn't start off Rachim though. We'll get there. Rachim though is after the Churban Abai, say Rachim though. But B'zman HaMikdash, he said, we thank him for giving us the capital of Yerushalayim. Then David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, and the Navi didn't permit him to. So the Navi told him, you're going to have a son, Shlomo, he's going to be an Ish Shalom, and there'll be peace during his lifetime, and he will be permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash. When he built the Beis HaMikdash, that was mashlim, the significance of Yerushalayim. Not only is it the capital of Eretz Yisrael, it's also not only the Ir HaBira, but it's the Makom HaMikdash. He composed the second half of the third bracha. So the third bracha used to be, we thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, probably also Noy Delecho, for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital, and as the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and after the Malchus over Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so there's no more capital city, and there's no more Beis HaMikdash, nothing to talk about. So they changed the Nusach of the Bracha, and they said, Rachmano, have Rachmanis al Tzim Mishkan Kvedecha, al Malchus Beis David Mishichecha, al Abayis Abdal Abagadah Shanik Rishim Cholav, have Rachmanis. The Bracha didn't say Rachmano. Originally it said, thank you for giving us the capital, for giving us the Yerushalayim with the both aspects. Probably the way we say Rachmano, it's probably only the Rabbanah. It's the Raisa, Bichas HaMazon is the Raisa. And if you have a Beis HaMikdash and it's the Yer HaBira, then you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you. So these are all deraisa. All deraisa. You have to thank, the first bracha you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the food. Second bracha you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. The third bracha you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Then we had a machloikas, Tosfos in the Rashbo, where was that machloikas? The Beis HaPoyalim. When they abridge the Birchas HaMazon, they combine together. That's Tezayinim and Aleph. The bottom Tosfos on Tezayinim and Aleph. The base, by the Poyalim, who are not self-employed, they work for the Balabas, so they're supposed to put in a full day's work. So they're supposed to abridge the Birchas HaMazon. So the last Bracha, Teva Meitav Lav Deraisa, they leave out completely. And the second and third Brachas, they combine together, so they don't take such a big break for lunch. So Tosfos thinks, the bottom Tosfos on the Zainam and Aleph, that Minatari, you have to say three different brachas. First bracha, thank you for the food. Second bracha, thank you for Eretz Yisrael. And the third bracha, thank you, Bisman, that there was a Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. And thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim as the Makom of the Mikdash. So Tosfos asks, how can the Poelim combine the second and the third brachas? They say, Yesh Kerech B'Yachachom L'Akadov Minatari, B'Shei B'Altase. Because on the level of the rising, we only Yotze, if you say each theme in a separate bracha. And the Rashbo says, no, who says that you have to have a separate bracha for thanking the Rabban Shalom for Eretz Yisrael, a separate bracha for thanking him for having the both aspects of Yerushalayim? You can have and conclude everything in one bracha. The fact that the Chachamim broke it up into three different brachas, Azanas HaKol, no Delucho, and the third bracha, that's only Midir Rabbanan. You don't have to assume that that's their eyes. But it's clear that Minatar you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bizman that there was a Beis HaMikdash, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us the bread, the food, that he gave us Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that he gave us the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim as the Ir HaBira. So that's what Rashi says, Noshim lo not l'chelik ba'oretz, the women, when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, the women didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara has a machloikis and perik yesh noichlin above the Basra, where the liyotze ha'oretz, liyotze mitzrayim nischalka ha'oretz, or l'boy ha'oretz. How did they divide Eretz Yisrael? So however they divided, it was only among the men, not among the women. once in a while it would turn out like Benos Tzolotcha, that the daughter's Yarshan from the father. He was Miyotze Mitzrayim. So Noshim Lemay said the women got a chelik baretz, but that, in principle the women didn't get. If it was Liyotze Mitzrayim Nischal Ka'aretz, so the women who were Yotze Mitzrayim didn't get a share. Only the Shishim Riba were the men between the age of 20 and 60. So Rashi says that's why there's an issue here. Because Birchas Hamazon, their eyes, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. The women didn't get Eretz Yisrael. Nashlo not l'chelik ba'aretz. So that's the suffix. Since the women are not mechayev to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael, so maybe it's all or nothing. Maybe they're not mechayev to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the bread, even for the food. You only have a chayev to recite Birchas Hamazon if you have an obligation to say everything. Tosis is not happy with Rashi. Tosis says, really? You got to judge each and every individual person with a not l'chelik baretz, lo not l'chelik baretz. What's going to be with Kohanim or Levim? Kohanim or Levim, when lo not l'chelik baretz, when they divided Eretz Yisrael, they divided l'shvatim, and Shevet Levi got Ori Miklot. They got Sheish Ori Miklot, and they got another 42 cities, Memches Ori HaLevim. But that's not the chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Is that called Kohanim Levim? Yes, not lechelik baretz. Allah not lechelik baretz. L'may nafkemina. Shaila is whether for mikra bikurim purposes, or for, I don't remember, for mikra bikurim, or for vidui maisa. An erev Pesach of the fourth year, an erev Pesach of the seventh year. So you have to recite, you have to give away all the trumas of maisa. You have to say biyarte hakodesh ben abayis, gam nesatim lalev elager yosamana. Then you say, Hashkifa, how do you say? Hashkifa is by Bikurim. What? No, Rami Abravi, that's by Bikurim. What do you say over here by Vidui Maisa? You also say, thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So if Kohanim Levim, is that considered Kohanim Levim, got Memches or Ehalvim? Is that considered, yes, not Lechel Gbaretz? Or not Lechel Gbaretz? That's a machlokes hatanaim. So that's an afkemina where the Kohanim Levim can recite Vidui Maiser. If a Kohen or a Levi happens to have a farm and he has Paris and he gave away all the Trumas and Maisers, can he really say Shenishbata Lavasein Los Islam? Can he say to Rabban Shalom, thank you for giving me Eretz Yisrael? Is that called not Lechelik Boretz or not? So Tosis is asking, according to the one opinion in the Tanaim and the Mishnah and the Maiser Shene, the Kohanim Levim are considered as Loi not lechelik ba'aretz. You mean to say that the Kohanim Levim, the bench, is only midirabbanon? How could that be? To say that the chiyuv of women to bench only midirabbanon? Okay, echad teis. Maybe it's only midirabbanon. To say the Kohanim Levim only chiyuv midirabbanon, that teis said that's inconceivable. Cannot be.
You can get a Kohen to bench.
Yeah, Kohen can never bench mezuzah. Can't be mitzi the other. It can't be. You always mechaber the Kohen that he should bench. Mechaber the Kohen and the Levi. You're going to tell me Kohanim Levim are only b'chuyim at the Rabbanon, the Yisraelim are b'chuyim at the Torah. So you can't be mechabed the Kohen to bench mitzvahs. That's impossible. So you can say because we pass in the Memchas or Halvim is considered not l'chelik b'aretz. So Tosfos says, no, but there's a machlokes hatanaim and the Mishnah in the end of Ma'aseh Sheni. So what's going to be according to the other time? So Tosfos doesn't think that that's the correct pshat.
Tosfos doesn't ask about Gerim?
Tosfos doesn't ask about
Gerim also?
Gerim, same question. The other Rishonim ask about Gerim. Not l'chelik baretz. So Tosfos gives a different suggestion. Tosfos says, based on the Gemara and Daf Mem Tes, when you recite Birchas Hamazon, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha'aretz ha'toyv ha'shenal samlach over the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. When did the Ribbono Shelolam give Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu? Right after the bris. Right after he did the bris. That's what it says in the Sefer Matei Moshe. Matei Moshe was a Talmud of the Marshal, I think. Morgan Avram quotes the Matei Moshe every other page. Matei Moshe, a little Sefer about Urachaim, davening at Krishma, Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah and everything. It's all on Urachaim. So the Matei Moshe says that the minig is if you attend the bris, so you give a matana. Where do we see that there's such a minig? Because the Rebbe Shlomo attended the bris by Avraham Avinu and he gave him a matana, Eretz Yisrael. So if you attend someone's bris, you got to give him New Jersey. You got to give him Texas. You got to give him a matana. Matana chashuva. Okay. So the in the bracha noydalecha, we thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. We thank you for giving us the mitzvah of Bris Milah, because it was at the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him the matana of Eretz Yisrael, right after he did the Bris. And then the Gemara says also, we only maintain Eretz Yisrael on the schus of Limud HaTorah. If you're not going to do Torah mitzvahs, you're not going to learn Torah, you're not going to keep mitzvahs, then you're not entitled to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hu promises, L'chol zarecha etenes ha'aratus ha'ela. Zera Avraham. Tosis writes in Yevamos, Tosis shows from the Gemara, that Zera and Bein are two different expressions. Bein means a biological child, but Bnei Banim are not always included. You don't always say Bnei Banim are included in the word Bein. And the biological child includes whether the child is observant or is not observant. Zera means a seed. When you take an apple, you take the seed, you plant in the ground, you're going to grow another apple tree. When you take a seed from that apple, you're going to plant in the ground, you're going to grow another apple tree. The seed means it's exactly the same as the father, as the grandfather, as the great-grandfather. So when it says Zera Avraham, it's only Zera Kosher, not Zera Pasul. Only those offspring who follow in the footsteps religiously, like Avraham Avinu. And Zera even includes Bnei Banim. You don't need a reboot to say Bnei Banim Harem Kebanim. Zera means it keeps on going, but only Zera Kosher, not Zera Pasul. So Eretz Yisrael was only promised to the Chol Zarecha Etenes HaSarot Yisrael. How does it say in Vayivarech David? I forgot about it, the Loshon. It says there also, L'chores HaMabris, L'seis, Zeres HaKtan, I forgot about it. How does it say L'chores HaMabris? No, it says something about Zera there. L'seis L'zara. Eretz Yisrael is given to Zera Avram, not to Bnei Avram. Zera Avram means only if they're observant. So that's what the Gemara says on Mem Tes, when you recite Birchas HaMazon, you have to say Bris and you have to say Torah. You have to say Bris because it was only in conjunction with the Bris Milah that Avraham Avinu was given the Matana. Baruch Shalom attended the Bris and he gave him a Matana. He gave him Eretz Yisrael. And it's only because we keep Torah mitzvahs that we're entitled to Eretz Yisrael. If you're not going to keep Torah mitzvah, then you're not Zera Avram, you're Bnei Bonim of Avram. You're not Zera Avram, and Eretz Yisrael goes to the Zera Avram. So mentioning Bris and Torah is considered part of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. Chatu Sot Vat Al-Horetz, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So Bris and Torah is part of thanking over Eretz Yisrael. So Taisa says, that was the Gemara Sofik, that women don't have the mitzvah Bris Milah. They don't have the mitzvah on themselves, even if they have boys, sons. They're not mechayiv to be mal, their sons. The women don't have the mitzvah Bris. The women don't have the chayiv to learn Torah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The women have to learn kitzur shulchan aruch to know how to daven, how to keep Shabbos, how to keep kashrus, but they don't have the mitzvah of talmud Torah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So that's what Tosfos interprets in the Gemara. Amar le Rav Hina le Rava, the Sofik, where the women are mechayiv Birchsam wasn't the raisa, is not that loy not lochelik boards. No, nashim boy not lochelik boards. The benay slavchad got, that's called not lochelik boards. Like kana malivim also, they got memches ori halvim, that's considered not lochelik boards. It's suffic where the women are mechayiv to bench manataris, because when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael, so you have to thank him over the fact that he gave us bris and he gave us Torah, and the women have neither bris nor Torah. So maybe since the potter from Bris and Torah, maybe the potter from the whole Neidelecha, thanking about Eretz Yisrael, even though not L'chelik Bart, and Memele, maybe the potter from the whole Birchas Hamos. Yeah, here Rabbi Kivege has in Drush V'chidush, a separate sefer by Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege asked the question, Tosfos says the women are potter from Bris and Torah. So if a woman is going to bench to be Moitzi the husband, she can't be mitzi the husband in Bris and Torah. She's not mechayiv in that. Even if the woman is mechayiv in Birchas HaMazon and Deraisa, that's before and after. But those two lines, al brischa shechasamte b'vsereinu, al teroscha shalim aratonu, that they're not mechayiv. Achal kecha, they're not mechayiv. The women have chukim. Al brischa shechasamte teroscha shalim aratonu, they're not mechayiv to say that. So how can the wife be mitzi the husband with the benching? Taisa says those two lines for sure the women are potter from. The only shayla is, are they potter from the whole benching in Menatorah? No, the rest of the benching in Mechuyib Menatorah. So how can the woman be mitzvah the husband? So Rabbi Kivege says, obviously, Hacham Askinon, the wife is going to say the whole benching out loud to be mitzvah the husband. The husband is going to have to say that line on his own. So you're going to be relying on Shemei Kohenev for half a bracha. The wife is going to say the bracha Noidalacha before and after. And those two lines in the middle, the husband has to say on his own. So you see, Beferish, that Tosfos is assuming that you say Shemei Kohenev on a half a bracha. That's what Rabbi Kevega points out. So based on that, Rabbi Kevega, that's what the other Achareinim ask Akasha. There's a Gemara later that when you, we discussed this already, no? This is a Chazar, I think? The Homo Sichta is Chazar. Okay, the fourth time of Chazarin. There's a Gemara Mem Vava Mer Aleph. Okay, we got a Chazar. Okay. There's a Gemara Mem Vava Mer Aleph. When you bench Mezumin, you don't require that one person to say the whole benching out loud. One person can say the first bracha Hazana Sakol, one person will say the second bracha Nodolcho, another person will say the third bracha of Rachim No. But you can't divide it up into six people. One will say the first half of Hazana Sakol, one will say the second half, one will say the first half of Nodolcho, one will say the second half. You see from the Gemara and the Rif, Taisus Dem Mem Vav Amanal quotes the Rif. See from the way the Rif read the Gemara, that you can't have a person be mitzi the others with half a bracha. So it does not contradict what Rabbi Kevega pointed out from the Tosfos over here, that you say Shemei Kohen on a half a bracha. And then the Birchas Rosh has the same kasha from the Mishnah in Tfilas HaShachar. Mishnah says in Tfilas HaShachar, I think it's in Tfilas HaShachar, if Shlech Tzibe Sheto, if the chazan gets stuck in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, I think it's in Tfilas HaShachar. If the chazan gets stuck, why does he get stuck? They didn't have a sitter, so he had to say the whole davening by heart. In the days of the Tanaim, it was prohibited to write down the Nusach HaTfilah. We said, the Gemara says in the first daf in Kol Kisvei, that's considered writing down Torah Shabbat Pet. The Nusach HaTfilah is part of Torah Shabbat Pet. So the chazan has to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei out loud by heart. So if he gets confused in the middle, so another chazan has to take over. So where does he begin from? So let's say the first chazan is left off in the middle of a brach and he can't continue. The next chazan, that's in Shlech Tzibah, has to start from Tchilas HaBracha Shetozeh. Why does he have to go to Tchilas HaBracha? Why don't you say Shemeh Koin on a half a bracha? First chazan, the first Shlech Tzibah said a half a bracha. Chaz Sekman should take over in the middle. By us it happens every year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you always hear that there was some chazan and some shul or another who fainted in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz because he says so many piyutim till you get before HaMelech HaKadosh. There's so many piyutim, so there's what to faint about. So the din is, the Gimel Rishayin is considered one unit. So if the first Shliach Tzibur got stuck in the middle, he faints and he loses his voice, he can't finish till HaMelech HaKadosh, the new one has to start, new chazan has to start from the beginning all over again, because he treats Gimel Rishayin as one unit. So that's the kasha that the Chazanish asks, and before the Chazanish was during our lifetime. Some of us were alive when the Chazanish was alive. Before your lifetime, okay. And the Birchas Rosh was a long time ago. Birchas Rosh gave shir in Valojan Yeshiva during the lifetime of Rabbi Chaim Valojan. The Birchas Rosh asked the kash, how come by Chazaras HaShatz, how come the Chazan can't be moitzi with the Hefer Broche? And how come by Bench Mizuman, how come the Mizamin can't be moitzi with the Hefer Broche? And over here he said that he can. That was the kash that Achreinim asked. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that there it is. The Birchas Rosh basically has this. He taught the Teretz is that when you bench Mezumen, here on the Avchofim and Beis, they're not talking bench Mezumen. The wife is going to bench Mezumen with the husband. Men and women are not mitzdarfen to Mezumen. You're relying on Shemei Kaina here. The wife is going to bench Mezumen, you need three people. The wife is going to bench in order to be mitzi the husband. She ate and the husband ate. She's going to bench and it's going to be Shemei Kaina. Do you permit Shemei Kaina by benching? So usually we say we don't permit unless you have a seifer or a boor. That's the first daf in Shlosh Shachlu. If you have seifer or a boor, so seifer mevarach a boor yetsi bebrachosa. Why is that? Ah, you don't permit Shemei Kohen. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bi'ur HaGra'a that minatari you do allow Shemei Kohen by benching. It's only a chumim mid the rabbanon, and whenever the person is an amoritz, he's a boor, he doesn't know how to bench, then we revert back. When you have a shas hatrak, you revert back to the din deraisa. And you do permit the Shemei Kohenah. So here, the wife has got to be mitzi the husband based on Shemei Kohenah, reverting back to the Din Deraisa. So Shemei Kohenah, so you can be mitzi with the Hefer Bracha. But the Gemara Memvav that Tosis quotes the Rif, you bench a mezuman, the bench of mezuman is not based on Shemei Kaina, because we don't permit Shemei Kaina under normal circumstances, unless a big shas atchak, it's a zofer bur. Bench of mezuman is a vort, the whole chabur offers one birchas hamazon. So one person benches, so you don't require davka one person. One person can say the first bracha, one person say the second bracha, one person say the third bracha. But since it's a birchas hamazon b'chabur, the whole chabur offers one birchas hamazon, it has to go in units of brachas. It's not that you're relying on Shemei Kohen. We don't allow Shemei Kohen in benching. It's a different word, and same thing Chazar Sashatz also. You don't allow Shemei Kohen in Shemone Esrei. Those are the three exceptions to the rule. By Kriya Shema, you don't allow Shemei Kohen because of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. And by Bakoshes, by Shemone Esrei, you don't allow Shemei Kohen. Everyone should ask on their own for their own needs. And by eating food, you don't allow Shemei Kohen. Neither by the bracha before, nor by the bracha after. So one person says Hamoitz, everybody's Yotze. It's not based on Shemei Kohenah. It's a different word. The whole Chabura offers one Hamoitzi. And by Benchem Mizuman also, the whole Chabura offers one Birchus Hamoitzi. So whenever it's a Bracha of a Chabura, a Bracha of a Tzibur, Chazor Sashatz, or a Benchem Mizuman, a Bracha of a Chabura, so then you have to go in units of Brachas. You can't say Shemei Kohenah and have a Bracha. You're not basing anything on Shemei Kohenah. By Benchem Mizuman, by Dabanesh Man Esrei, Chazar HaSashatz is not at all based on Shemei Kohenah. How do we know it's not based on Shemei Kohenah? So Rav Soloveitchik brought a lot of rayas. So if he gave, this was a Yartzeit Rosh, so if he gave the whole shir, Rav Nissen Alpitz said there's another raya. He was there at Tushay, he said another raya. Mishnah Berurah, he must have said this also three times already, no? Mishnah Berurah quotes a sefer Birchas Avram. Birchas Avram was a German rabbi who lived before the days of the Shach. Shach and Yeridei, Simon Yutes quotes the Birchas Avram. It was a Yekisha Rabbah, a whole Sefer, all about Hilchas Brachas, different things. So the Birchas Avram says, there's a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos later in Brachas, the Sefer Shemei Kohenah, if the person doesn't, let's say the husband says Kiddush and the wife knows, Kiddush is about the holiness and sanctity of Shabbos Shain, but she doesn't know Hebrew. So she doesn't know, the husband doesn't know Hebrew either, but he's saying the Kiddush. The Sefer Shemei Kohenah, on the wife, if she doesn't understand Hebrew. If the wife is deaf, he lo shamas. But if the wife is not deaf, but she lo mevina, she doesn't understand, is that called shamea? Or is that called eno shamea? Maybe shamea means I hear, and I'm ani mevin, ani shamea. But if you don't understand, maybe that's called eno shamea. But that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi holds shamea kind of even applies if he's eno mevin. He doesn't understand the language. And the Shulchan Aruch says like Tosfos, that if you don't understand, you don't say shamea kind of. So the Mishnah Berurah raises an issue. Many women in Poland and Lithuania, they didn't understand Hebrew. So how can they be Yotze Kiddush from the husband? So the Mishnah Berurah recommends they should say along softly under their breath when the husband says Kiddush. They should say along, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that they know what it means, more or less. Baruch Pi Hagafen, more or less they know what that means. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah, they know. Beratz Avanu, that's already a hard one. Shabbos Gashwala, Hin Chilano, Hin Chaltano, those are hard words. So at the beginning of the Kiddush, she can be Yotze with the husband. Then in the middle, she should say on her own, on her breath, she should say softly. Then Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh HaShabbos, that she knows, Baruch Atah Hashem she knows. Kadesh means holy, Shabbos is Shabbos. So that she knows. In the middle part of the Kiddush, she should say along. A lot of the Litvish women had that practice. They would follow the Mishnah Berurah. Their husbands told them they should follow Mishnah Berurah. They would say along the Kiddush with their husbands. That you only say Shemei Kohenah if you understand. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from this Sefer Birchas Avram, what if you bench a mezuman? The Shulchan Aruch says you don't say Shemei Kohenah, let's say I'm going to say Kiddush and Abdullah, and the women don't understand, so you don't allow Shemei Kohenah, if they don't understand, that's called Eino Shemei. But what if you bench a mezuman, and some of the people don't understand Hebrew? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Birchas Avram, Benchem Mezuman, that everyone says it's not based on Shemei Kohenah. The whole Chabura offers one Birchas HaMazon. It's not based on Shemei Kohenah. So even if they don't understand, it's like the person himself benches, he doesn't understand. He knows generally what the theme of the benching is all about. You thank the Rebbe Shalom for giving us all the food, etc. He doesn't know what the etc. is. But if he's saying the benching, so he says, even if he doesn't understand. So even those who don't understand Hebrew and the Yotze with the Benchin Mizuman, it's not based on Shemeh Kainah that we would say they have to understand. If they don't understand, it's Einu Shemeh. No. The whole Chabur are from one Birchas HaMos and so Yotze. So that, the Mishnah Berurah already quotes that from the Birchas HaBram. The bench of Mizuman, every man's Yotze, is not based on Shemeh Kainah. It's a different word. So again, the Gemara had a suffix over here where the Noshim B'Birchas HaMos is the Raisa D'Rabam. So most of the classical poskim assume that it's a sveka d'dina. Can a woman be motzi a man? We're not sure. So you should avoid it. A woman should not bench to be a man. If he has a big shas hatchak, he should say word for word after her. You shouldn't rely on shemei kohen because maybe the woman's chiv is only the rabban. And the Ramban holds that that's not so. Ramban holds like Rabbi Kivegir that the two gemaras, the first gemara says pshita, it's a dova pashut. The mitzvah says the shalai is magram. Of course, the women are mechayim in Torah. Period. That's the end of the discussion. And in the later generation, Ravina asked Rava, but we don't hold like that. We hold like the original Gemara, that women for sure are mechayim in Torah. And the halacha is from the Braisa, because the Braisa says the wife can bench to be motzi the husband. You can't say the husband ate less than kidei sviya, because the Ramban holds that kazayis is the Raisa. So maybe the husband ate less than a kazai. You don't even bench mid the rabbanon. There's never benching mid the rabbanon. Benching is always minatara. If you have less than a kazai, you don't bench it off. If you have more than a kazai, it's deraisa. So that's the Ramban thinks that we pass on like the trilos hasugya, not like boy mine rabbina me rabban. Yeah, and what was the suffix where the women deraisa rabbanon? So Rashi says because national not lechelik ba'aretz. And Tosis Tainus, what's going to be with the kanim olavim? So Tosfos says a different word, that as an integral part of Noida L'cho, we thank HaKadosh Baruch that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. You have to thank Him for giving us Bris and Torah, because He gave Eretz Yisrael as a matana to Avraham Avinu at the Bris, and Torah is Eretz Yisrael only goes to Zera Avraham. Zera Avraham is only Al Teros Chosholim Adatonu, Al Chukeh Chosholim Adatonu. If you keep the mitzvah, you don't keep the mitzvahs, you don't get Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says that was the suffix, that the women don't have bris, they don't have Torah, so maybe the whole chiyuv to bench is only midrabban. So the Gemara quoted the Braisa, the Gemara quoted the Hoychacha from the Braisa. It says in the Braisa that the women can bench to be mitzi the husband. You see that the obligation over the women to bench is their Raisa. So the Gemara says no, the Gemara makes a tchia. Perhaps the case is that the husband ate only a kazai's husband is still starving, and the wife ate a regular meal, so the wife is only mechuyib mid the rabbanon, because women, b'birchas hamazon rabbanon, husband is only mechuyib mid the rabbanon, because he didn't eat kidei sviya, he only ate a kazai. That's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, you have to say like that. V'li tamech, kotten bar chiyuvu, how can it say in the Braisa, kotten can be mitzi agodol, aloch maskinon, that the father ate kazai's, and the son ate kidei sviya. So the son is mechuyib mid the rabbanon mitam chinuch, and the father is only mechuyib mid the rabbanon because all he had was a kazayis, he didn't need kidei sviya. That's why the Gemara was machriach it. You have to say that pshat. L'tamech, you have to say that pshat. Ochol shira de rabbanon. So Rabbi Kivega is bothered with the kasha that there is a machlekes harishonim regarding the nature of the chiyuv of chinuch. He say a kotten shegil a chinuch, so the father has to train him that he should shake a lulav, and he should bench, and he should daven, and he should wear tzitzis, and he should wear tefillin, he should observe all of the mitzvahs hatur. So there's a fundamental machlok zarishayim regarding chiyuv chinuch. Chiyuv chinuch mid the rabbanon. Chiyuv chinuch mid the rabbanon is a chiyuv. The child is mechuyev to bench, the child is mechuyev to put on tzitzis, or you say the father is mechuyev to seat where that the child benches. Father is mechuyev. So the Ramban on our daf, in the Muhammad, the Ramban says chinuch is on the child. Chinuch is on the father. There's no chiv chinuch on the child. The child is not a bar chiyuva. That's how Rashi on the story with Yana HaMelech also writes like that. Amem ches amen aleph. Rashi has a very difficult position there. Rashi says that if you only ate kezayis of bread, you only chiv to bench mid the rabbanon, and even though it's only mid the rabbanon, he can't be moitzi the others who did eat kidei sviya. Why? Because one is mechuyib mid the rabbanon, can be mitzi. One is mechuyib mid haTorah. So Rabbi Kivega says, isn't it against our Gemara? Rabbi Kivega there, Mem Ches Amar Alv says, look at our Gemara, it's contradicting from the Gemara. Gemara had a suffix where the women are mechuyib to bench mid haTorah mid the rabbanon. Daf Kamina, can they bench to be mitzi the husbands? So according to the Rashi and Mem Ches, that one is Mechuyib B'Rabbanan, is called Mechuyib B'Dabar. So why can't the women be Moitzi the husband? So even if the wife's Chiyib is only B'Rabbanan, Mechuyib B'Dabar B'Rabbanan is also called Mechuyib B'Dabar. That's Rabbi Kevega's Kashin, the Gilyan Ashas on Mem Ches and Aleph. Ramban is very upset with this Rashi. He says, this din, Mishayin Mechuyib B'Dabar and Emotzi Asarab Medech HaBasim, that's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. It says in Chavtes. What does it say? Mishayin Mechuyib B'Dabar, it says Rosh Hashanah Chavtes Amad Aleph. Mishayin Mechuyib B'Dabar and Emotzi Asarab Medech HaBasim. That's in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes. He says, that din, is that a din deraisa? Is that a din derabbanan? So he said, that's a real din deraisa. Mishayin Mechuyib B'Dabar. And so how can Rashi say such a thing? Rashi and the Balamor say the same thing. If the person is Eda Kazayas and he's Mechuyib in the Rabbanon, so Mechuyib in the Rabbanon can't be Moitzi, can't, is able to be Moitzi one as Mechuyib in Atar. Why? If the whole din of Mishayin Mechuyib B'Dabar Moitzi Rabbanon is only in the Rabbanon, so on the level of the Rabbanon, the guy is Mechuyib B'Dabar, he Eda Kazayas. But the Ramban Tainus, it's not true. Mishayin Mechuyib B'Dabar Moitzi Ram Dech Vasan. That's a din deraisa. It's not a din derabbanan. So how is it sufficient if he's Mechuyib B'Dabar Moitzi Ram Dech Vasan? He says it doesn't make sense. It can't be. And he uses a melitza. The Ramban and the Malchamas uses a melitza. It sounds like he's learning out from that Mishnah. When you have bushels of tevel, you want to be mafrish. Instead of being mafrish, each bushel minei bay, I have 100 bushels. I'm mafrish. 2 bushels on behalf of all 100. 2 bushels are going to be Truma Gedoyla, then are going to be Maisa Rishon, then are going to be Maisa Sheni, and so on. So when, let's say, the tevel that you have in the various bushels, some of it is tevel deraisa, some of it is tevel derabbanan, for different reasons. Let's say some is tevel derabbanan because it's only lokuach. Some is tevel derabbanan because it grew on the farm of a goy. Some is tevel derabbanan because he brought it into the bias, he brought it in backwards. So there's a Gemara Menachas that says, even on the level of Rabbanan, there are different levels of Tevel de Rabbanan. Some are more chomer than others. Not all the dinim de Rabbanan are on the same level of Chiyuv. So the Gemara says, you can't be mafrish mizu al zu if the Chiyuv, if the level of Chiyuv of Trumas and Maisa is not the same level. One is on the Rais and one is on the Rabbanan. You cannot be Turim min ha-potra al-achiyav min ha-achiyav al-potra. Ramban uses that lashon to understand the din of Mishayin Mechuyib B'Dabar and Emotzi Asarab min Dechai Vosim. So he says, it's a real din de Rais. So what does it help that it's Mechuyib B'Dabar on the level of the Rabbanan? But the din of Mishayin Mechuyib B'Dabar is a din de Rais. It's not a din de Rabbanan. So you should require that it should be Mechuyib B'Dabar min Rais. That's why Ramban doesn't accept that Rashi. But that's what Rashi writes on Mem Ches Amud Aleph. One is Mechuyib Min Derabbanan is able to be Moitzi, one is Mechuyib Min HaTorah. So if you ate a kazayis of bread, you Mechuyib the bench Min Derabbanan. Even though Yane Bechaver Veit Kedei Sviya, so Shimon Man Shachta would have been able to be Moitzi them if he would have had, he didn't have a kazayis of bread, he only had a cup of wine. But if he would have had a kazayis of bread, we would have agreed with him. What he did was L'Garmehu Diyovat. Shimon Shetach drank a cup of wine and he benched. That was his personal shita. We don't accept that. But if he would have had a kazayis dogon, then it would have been good. The shaila is why, but kazayis dogon is only rabbanan. So Rashi says that's okay. One is Mechuyib B'Dabar Min Derabbanan. It's called Mechuyib B'Dabar can be moitzi ram min dechavos. So Rashi asks, how come the cotton can't be moitzi the godel? The cotton is Mechuyib Min Derabbanan. The Rashi says no, the cotton is not even Mechuyib Min Derabbanan. The father is Mechuyib. Whenever there's a Chiyuv Chinah, the father is Mechuyib. So that's the Rashi in Mem Ches Amud Aleph. A cotton is not even Mechuyib Min Derabbanan. He says, he quotes the Gemara Chof Amud Beis. He refers to our Gemara Chof Amud Beis. Rashi in Mem Ches Amud Aleph quotes our Gemara Chof Amud Beis. So he says, by Chiyuv Chinah, the child is not Mechuyib even Min Derabbanan. The father is Mechuyib. So the child can never called Mechuyib B'Dabar. So Rabbi Kevager asks, according to that sheet of Rashi, and the Ramban holds like that, that the Ramban and Lacham is on this daf, on Chof and the base, that the Chiv Chinuch is mutal on the father, not mutal on the child. So how can the Gemara say that if the father ate Kedei Sviya, if the father ate a Kazayas, if the father ate Kazayas, the father's obligation to bench the only Midir Rabbanan, and the katan ate kedei sviya, so the katan is chiyuv to benches min rabbanon. So then the katan can be moitzi the father. So the Bikaveger is, but Rashi and the Ramban say that that the katan is not even mechuyiv min rabbanon. It's the chiyuv chinuch on the father. So the katan is never mechuyiv b'davar. He's never mechuyiv b'davar. How could it be moitzi the father? That's what Rabbi Kaveger asked. So he says, and then Achazman, Raisi Ramban, Bil Mochamas, Yeshul Gisa Cheres Bazeh. Ramban has a totally different girsa on our daf. So he said it could well be that according to Ramban, the din would not be so. That if the cotton ate a meal and the father ate only kazayas, maybe the cotton would not be able to bench to be Moitzi the father. That's a shaila. So this is a famous Gemara, very famous Gemara. We left up one little piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Avada Bar Abba, Noshim Chayav is B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah." Even though Kiddush is a mitzvah, Saseh Shaz Magrama, women should have really been potter. Women should not be mechuyev to recite Kiddush. It's an exception to the rule on the level of their Isa Dvar Torah. Noshim Chayav is Dvar Torah. How can it be Dvar Torah? It's a mitzvah, says the Shazmag Rama. So Abayi thought maybe that's what it means, that Midr Rabbanon they're Mechuyiv. So Rabbi said, how can it be Midr Rabbanon? But he said Dvar Torah. Ravada Barabbas said, Neshem Chayav is Dvar Torah. It's not Midr Rabbanon. And then he says, furthermore, if you're going to tell me that really Kiddush is as Mag Rama, women are exempt, Mikir Adin, and they're only Mechuyiv Midr Rabbanon, so we should, why didn't they introduce that the women should be Mechuyiv to observe all mitzvah, says the Shazmag Rama? The women do, they go to shul, they want to hear tkiyas and the shake a lulav, but that's only Amidas Chasidus that they do, they're not Mechuyiv Medina. So that's what the Gemara rejects Abayi. Abayi says that it's the women are only Mechuyiv in Kiddush Midr Rabbanon. So Rav rejected it on two grounds. Rabbanah Barabbas said, Nashal Chayos Kiddush Ayam Dvar Torah. He said, Man HaTorah didn't say Midr Rabbanon. And if he only meant to say that the Chayiv Midr Rabbanon in Kiddush, so let him be Chayiv on every Zman Grama. Why only on Kiddush? Say, Elam HaRava, what does Rava say? That's not the reason why. What Ravada Barava meant to say was, Elam HaRava, Zoch V'Shama B'Dibur Achad Nemru, and that's treated like a hekdish. What's the issue, Zoch V'Shama? So we probably also said 10 times this year, no? That the Ramban on Pasuk, Zoch V'Shama, Parshas Yisrael, quotes from the Ibn Ezra, there are quite a few discrepancies between the text of the Aseres HaDibur as it appears in Yisrael, and as it appears in Vayis Chanan. And the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu engraved, V'chasavti al halachos, Tzad varim shehoyu al halachos, Harishonim asher shibarta. It's going to have the same text. So how come there's a discrepancy? So the Ramban says, what it says in Chumash, what the text of the Aseres HaDibur was, is not necessarily verbatim what it says. And that's where he says, when the Torah quotes what Paro said, and what Yosef HaTzadik said, what Rabbi Melech said, the Torah quotes out of Marishan and Kayan and Hevel. It's not necessarily verbatim quotation. The Chumash puts words into their mouth even if it's not necessarily what they actually said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu to write it like this because that's approximately what happened. So he said that Chazal wouldn't be worried about that. There are quite a few discrepancies between the text of the Aseres HaDibur as it appears in Yisrael and the text as it appears in Parshas Vayis Chanan. The only discrepancy the Gemara was concerned about was Zachar v'Shamar. Why? That's a major discrepancy. Zachar is a mitzvah seseh, and Shamar is a mitzvah loseh. So the Gemara says, whatever it says, Shamar pen v'yal, it's a loseh. So which was it? This, of the Aseres HaDibur, this one of the 10 Aseres HaDibur, was it a mitzvah seseh, or was it a mitzvah loseh? Zachar means that it's an eseh, and Shamar means that it's a loseh. So the Gemara says, you're right, both. What was the text that was written on Aseres HaDibur? We don't know. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed both Bevasachas, Zach Hashem B'Dibrecha Nemru, Masha'ena Pe'yichalu L'Dabar V'Loha Ozen Yichalu L'Dishma. Normally a human being cannot say two things at the same time, totally two L'Shaynas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He said Zach Hashem B'Dibrecha. What did he accomplish with this stunt? What did it come from a dishtik to say both brasachas? So the answer is, the Gemara says, we treat it like a hekesh. Hekesh usually means if you have two halves of a pasuk, two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection between them. Smuchim is you have two psukim next to each other, So we usually assume you only darshan smuchim in chumish dvar, mishnah dvar. And ekesh means you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. We assume that there must be some connection between the two. Here you have a pasuk not to do. Here you have two psukim. Zachar means to say Kiddush, Zachrehu, Vahazkir, and Shama means not to do Malach on Shabbos. So because they were B'dibur Echad Nehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them both simultaneously, that's more than a Hekesh. A Hekesh means the beginning of the Pasuk says this, and the second half of the Pasuk says that. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both proclaimed Loth, the Vasachas, B'dibur Echad Nehem, HaShenei, Pe'echad L'Dabba V'Lahoz, and Yechad L'Nishmoya. So this for sure we treat like a hekesh. Zoch v'shama b'dibrecha nemru is a hekesh. So what's the relevance of the hekesh? So the Gemara says, kol she'eshtem b'shama yeshtem b'zochar. So shama is a lois esek. Yishama penvial is a lois esek. So lois esek, the women are obligated even if it happens to be a zman groma. So shama say, m'shabes l'katsha b'yashem, m'shabes don't do malocha. And zocha means recite kiddush. So zoch v'shama b'dibrecha nemru is, I treat it like a hekesh. And I say, just like women are obligated to observe the shomer, because that's a loisess, I said, too, women are obligated to observe the zohar, despite the fact that it really should have been a mitzvah says the shah zaman grom. So women are mechuyif. That's the Gemara. Women should have been potter, and zecha v'shem debrecha is a hekesh, so that's how you know that the women are mechuyif. We must have said also five times this year. There's machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Niran, worthy of repeating. They both say the same thing, that women are mechuyev to have shalosh udos, and women are mechuyev to have lecha mishnah. But they give two different reasons. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, because afin hay v'yosanes, shalosh udos is only the Rabbanan, lecha mishnah is only the Rabbanan. But we say, since the shalosh udos and the lecha mishnah is zecha l'man, and the women participated in that nest together with the men, they also had man, come down from heaven. So since it's for the sake of Pesumi Nisa, of the Nisa with the man, so you say the women are mechuyev just the same as the men, af and abi asanes. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ran in Masech HaShabbos, in Perikol Kisva, the end of Perikol Kisva, quotes this Rabbeinu Tam from Tosfos, and he disagrees. He says, it doesn't make sense. You have to come on to say, Afen HaBias HaNes, what do you need that for? Why don't you just say, Zocha B'Shama, Kol She'eshna B'Shama, Yeshna B'Zocha. What it means is that all the mitzvahs of Shabbos stem from the Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos. Everything comes from the same source. So since the Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos is relevant for women with respect to Shomer, then it's not allowed to do Malacha. So the Kedusha, it's a one package deal. So the Kedusha Sayyam is Mechayiv the women and everything else. Mechayiv the women in Kiddush, Mechayiv the women in Shalosh Udos, Mechayiv the women in Lecha Mishnah. Zocha V'Shama means everything goes together.
Why is that a better answer?
Good question. Why is it a better answer? I think Afen HaBias HaNes is a local explanation. This Kol She'eshno, this is a sweeping. This already, the Gemara has that already. Kol she'eshtem b'shama yeshtem b'zocha, the Gemara says. So that's the Ran's taina. Why did Rabbeinu Tam have to come up with a new explanation? Afen ha'bias ha'nes. You don't need that. The explanation the Gemara gave is a sweeping statement that zocha v'shama b'dibur echa nemru, and I treat it like a hekesh, and all the mitzvahs that flow from the Kedusha Sayyam are hukshu la'hadodi. That's the Ran's answer. That's the Ran's answer. So it could be that it's a double machlekes. It could be that the Ran presents it as if the Rabbeinu Tam's reason is a good reason, but I have a better reason. That's what you're asking, why is it a better reason? But there's room to argue with the Rabbeinu Tam, there's room to say that the Rabbeinu Tam's reason is incorrect. Because the Chasam Sefer has a tshuva, the end of Aruch Chaim, where he explains, you only say Afen HaBias HaNes where the nature of the mitzvah is Pirsumi Nisa. Let's say a person eats Shalosh Udos, a person cuts Lecha Mishnah, he eats Lecha Mishnah. Right away there's Pirsumi Nisa. The first thing that comes to mind right away is the Nes of the Mon falling down. Not really. When you light Neres Chanukah, You say what it is. You say Haneris Halalim in conjunction with the Hadlaka. And when you have Bisumi Nisa on Purim, Mikra Megillah, you tell the whole story with the Mikra Megillah. On Pesach night, you have Hasei Ben Abrikosis, but you tell the whole Sipitzis Mitzrayim. So there is Bisumi Nisa there. You spell it out in words, you explain it. But the Lecha Mishnah, Eat Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, Zechalaman, that Zechalanes. You can't really say Pesumi Nisa. That Zechalanes. According to the Chasam Sefer, you really shouldn't say Afen Habios HaNes over there if it's Zechalanes. Only when the nature of the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa. So that's room to disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Then there's room to disagree with the Ran. The Ran says, as a sweeping statement, all the mitzvahs of Shabbos flow from the Kedushas Hayoyim. So either it's relevant for you or it's not relevant. If it's relevant, it's relevant for everything. The Gemara never said that it's a sweeping klal. One could understand the Rabbeinu Tam that Zoch v'Shamer is only Kiddush and Nisa Malocha. Kiddush and Nisa Malocha. Why? The Kiddush is recited sort of as the Bichas HaMitzvah and the Nisa Malocha. That's what it means. Since Hani Nashi, since the women are Mechuyev and Shamar, the Mechuyev and Zohar, you want that there should be a Shvisa Hani Keres. The Rambam has such a lashon. You want that they're abstaining. The Rambam writes there are a lot of people who are retired. They don't lift the finger. They don't do any malacha all week long. So we want that the observance of Shabbos should be a Shvisa Hani Keres. That is L'shem Shah. How can you make it so? So when you say Kiddush, you're saying today is a holy day and you're not allowed to do malacha today. So maybe Zoch v'Shamer b'Dibrecha Nemra means that there's a link between Issa Malocha and Kiddush. Kiddush is sort of the Bichas HaMitzvah for the abstaining from Malocha. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it goes together. Shalashudas and Lecha Mishnah also goes together. Kol she'eshtem b'Shamer, yeshtem b'everything. Not necessarily could be Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's only a Hekish Kiddush and Malocha. It doesn't go in all the mitzvahs Hayom together. So both the Shitas, both the Rabbeinu Tam Shitas is what the Dingzach. He says, Afen Habios HaNes, according to the Chasam Sefer, it's not really correct. Should only apply Afen Habios HaNes where the nature of the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa, and by Lecha Mishnah and by Shalva Shudas, you can't really say this Pesumi Nisa. Maximum you can say is Zechal HaNes. Then the Ran is really a Chiddush that he holds that Zoch V'Shamer B'Dibrech HaNemer means all the mitzvahs that stem from the Kedusha Sayyam, they're all in the same boat together. The Gemara, they really didn't say that. The Gemara said Kiddush and Malacha. It could be that it's only these two. That you want that it should be the abstaining from Malacha should be a Shvisa Hanikeres. Anyway, that's the Gemara here. That Kol Sheyesh the Meshama, Yesh the Mezachar. And that's why the women are Mechuyev in Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Maybe we'll stop here. Take a look. The Rambam has in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has a comment on the expression Dvar Torah. He quotes the mitzvah of Zohar. He has an original interpretation. Okay, we'll continue in the next daf.
Can you say for the Ran that maybe the reason why he wants to say that women are horrified for that reason is because he holds like the Rambam that you have Kiddush and Shalashas, so maybe it's connected to the Kiddush. Like, since you're going to have Kiddush and your fighters in Kiddush, you have that meal as well.
Or is the